Earth Day is coming up. The official date is next Wednesday, April 22nd, but events to mark the occasion are already getting underway, and Heather Salmon is the priestess of ceremonies for an Earth Day mystic mass dance ritual Saturday in Makoao, Maui. It's described as a dynamic, interactive community ritual with live performances, immersive visuals, prayer, dance, music, indigenous wisdom, and inspiration. And we talked with her about it the other day.
Oh, Lord. I've been involved with Earth Days for many, many years. So it's just been a natural extension of my work as a lover of the planet, as someone who wants to make a difference, as someone who cares. I think the first Earth Day festival I was part of was the San Diego Balboa Park Earth Day Festival. There are two Earth Day celebrations this year, and I'm involved in both of them. The first one is Saturday night, and we have an Earth Day Mystic Mass. It's a multicultural community ritual and dance and celebration of Earth Day that's taking place at Makoao Union Church. And then we have Sunday, the Earth Day Festival, the 18th annual, that we're also playing at. And that's at the Keopulani Park Amphitheater across from the War Memorial Stadium. And it's got a full day of music, two stages, lots of things happening. And so it's going to be very exciting. Some of the best talent. And there's got some workshops and some booths for various nonprofits on the island. So it's going to be a very exciting and full Earth Day festival on Sunday.
Sounds like it. You're having, with the Earth Day Mystic Mass Dance Ritual, Heather, why is ritual important in something like this?
Because ritual helps to bring our community together and focalize on things that we are wanting to create and perhaps things that we are wanting to transform. So right now, you know, this is a multicultural, non-denominational ritual where our community can come together and really begin to envision those things that we want to bring forth and create for our community. And as we know, one of the big things here on Maui is that we import 90% of our food. So just merely understanding and setting the intention for our community to grow more food can help all of us. First of all, if we just simply grew 10% more of our food, that would inject over $200 million into our economy. So it's just bringing these issues forth and have creating kind of a common understanding within our community and connecting them with the Farmers Union, with Locals for Local Change, and the Pachamama Alliance, Hawaii, all these people who are doing some great work on the ground to help create more awareness and stimulate the will. We need to create the will for this transformation to happen on our island.
Do you think the will is? Do you think it's coming? Do you feel the consciousness changing out there in the community?
Yes, I do. I do, and I feel that our community is, you know, somewhat fractured, you know, separated. So There are some people with a lot of the will, like the Farmers Union. Those farmers are doing great stuff, and then there's more like the everyday person who doesn't know where to start, but could really use a helping hand. So that's why we need to build these bridges now and make connections and mentor and support each other, because the will is there, but some people are lost and they feel intimidated and not know where to start or what to do. So our intention is really to help to create relationships that will foster and assist that transformation at this time.
Because more and more, Heather, I'm seeing changes in consciousness taken directly to the subject of food, how we make it, how we provide ourselves with it. And it really seems as if that whole consciousness change is very much directed toward the whole food issue, which used to be a side issue.
Right. And on Maui, it's very much a forefront issue because it is tied in with our sovereignty. I mean, you know, the Hawaiians are very much wanting to create more sovereignty and kind of decolonize the island somewhat. But to do that, our food issues are, food is one of the most important things. If, as long as we are dependent on multinationals for our food, then we can't have any sovereignty on our island. As long as we're depending on boats and as long as we're depending on, you know, fossil fuels to get us our food here, then we don't have any independence. And we're in trouble because if for any reason there was a disaster or something and the ship stopped, then we would be in big trouble on this island. And it's really quite a scary thing, especially in light that this island used to be totally self-sufficient not too long ago.
You use the word decolonize, and you could make an analogy to the world of food, where, in a way, food sources have become colonies. Yeah, do people understand that? You know, in a broader sense. I mean, not just people in the movement, but the public at large.
I don't really think so. I think people are, you know, struggling pretty much to make ends meet. And to cost of living is very high, and to feed their families. So it's like there's not a lot of energy and effort put into these ideas and have a greater understanding of what's happening.
Heather Salmon is the priestess of ceremonies for an Earth Day Mystic Mass dance ritual Saturday at the Makawao Union Church Hall. You can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.